Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Retire Early Mindset. Today we're diving into something super crucial, something that affects every single one of us, managing our finances with confidence. Ever felt like you were just spinning your wheels, throwing money around without a real plan? You know that feeling when your bank account seems to have a mind of its own, disappearing faster than your favorite pair of jeans after laundry day? Well, friends, we're here to change all that. Having a solid financial plan isn't about becoming some bean-counting robot. It's about taking control of your money, feeling empowered, and knowing exactly where you stand. It's about creating a roadmap for your dreams, whether it's early retirement, travel adventures, or simply peace of mind. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee for me, and let's break down some actionable steps to rock your finances with confidence. First things first, track your spending. I know. Tracking can sound like a total buzzkill, but trust me on this one. It's like getting a GPS for your money. You need to see where it's going before you can figure out how to get it where you want it to be. There are tons of apps that make this super easy, Mint, YNAB, even good old-fashioned spreadsheets. Get real about those daily latte runs, those subscription boxes you barely use, and maybe even that Netflix binge a little less intense. Second up, set realistic goals. Think big, but keep your feet firmly planted on the ground. What are your financial dreams? Early retirement? Owning a home? Starting a business? Once you have those visions in mind, break them down into smaller, achievable milestones. This isn't about getting overwhelmed. It's about creating a roadmap with clear steps to get you where you want to go. Third, budget like a boss. Yeah, I said it. Budgeting isn't about deprivation. It's about prioritizing. Allocate your income wisely, focusing on needs before wants. Remember that 50-30-20 rule? 50% for needs, rent, utilities, groceries, 30% for wants, fun stuff, eating out, and 20% for savings and debt repayment. Adjust those percentages to fit your lifestyle, but the key is to have a plan in place. Now, let's talk about that elephant in the room. Debt. We all have it, right? But it doesn't have to rule our lives. Create a solid debt management strategy, prioritize high-interest debts first, explore debt consolidation options if they make sense for you, and always, always, strive to pay more than the minimum payment each month. Remember, even small extra payments can make a huge difference over time. Lastly, invest in yourself and your future. This doesn't just mean putting money in stocks or real estate, although that's awesome too. It also means investing in your education, your skills, and your health. The more valuable you are to the world, the more financial opportunities will come your way. Speaking of investing in yourself, remember Sarah from last week's episode? The one who was feeling overwhelmed by student loans and couldn't see a path forward? Well, she decided to take control. She started tracking her spending, created a budget that worked for her lifestyle, and even enrolled in an online course to learn more about investing. Now, Sarah is on track to pay off her debt faster and has started building a portfolio of investments. See? It's all possible when you have a plan and take action. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to rock your finances with confidence. Remember, this isn't about overnight miracles. It's about making consistent, positive changes that add up over time. Start small, celebrate your wins, and never be afraid to ask for help along the way. You've got this. Next time, we'll dive into building a killer emergency fund. It's like having a financial safety net, peace of mind in a world full of surprises. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out. Until next time, keep that money mindset strong and remember, your future self will thank you for it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.